guys. What's up? My name is John Bennett. This is the Mom Fallaciated Podcast, episode number 2. I'm just trying to get the kinks worked out, figure out how to do the intro, how I want to do the rest of this music, how I want the podcast to go. Let me tell you what, I'm not sure if episode number 1 will make it because it has been such a pain in the ass to get to upload. I've been spending most of my day on Sunday. Today's June the 9th. Just trying to upload the damn thing, and every time I try, it's not working. So I'm trying to do this number 2, see if it works, see how it goes, see if I get any blog hits, anything like that. Let's see. First of all, I guess what I'm going to talk about today is what happened today. Okay, today's Sunday, like I said. I went and played golf this morning. Got pretty shitty and got my ass beat by one of my boys, Moose's best friends. Beat me by 9 strokes. We played at Windy Hill. It's a little golf course. It's a piece of shit out in the Porterdale area. But we finished playing, I guess, at about 2:30 or so. And I came home and watched the Braves whoop that ass against the Dodgers. And I decided to try and figure out how to upload my podcast, which took me about half the day. I got a migraine now from trying to do it, and I feel like shit, and I'm probably going to go to bed here in about an hour or so because I'm tired from fucking around on the computer all day long. But before I do, I'll do some things what I did in the last podcast, where I read from Twitter, read from Facebook, and just made fun of people's posts and tweets and whatnot. So right now, I just opened up my Twitter account. I'm looking on here what's going on. Like I said, this is Sunday night. It's about 9:15 at night right now, so some of these things might be old news by the time you hear this. First of all, the Heat and the Spurs, they're playing right now. It's halftime. Heat are winning 50-45. Thanks for some reason to Baseball Tonight for tweeting me that. I don't know why they're doing that, because basically, basketball sucks. I can't stand to watch NBA no more. The way the official can call whatever call he wants. Everybody carries. I mean, everybody's got to go step, third step. I was just watching the game. Dwayne Wade probably traveled carried the ball probably 4 out of the first 5 possessions he had the ball in. And then LeBron James, oh my God, he does it like every other time he has the ball. It's ridiculous. Basically, Tim Duncan got raped a second ago, too, when I was watching. He was underneath the basket. 3 guys jumping on top of him. No foul. I mean, I don't know. Pretty sure contact is a foul. That's the way it's written in the rule book. But these officials, they officiate however they see fit. And I don't know. Maybe I should go to Vegas and bet on the Heat, because looks right now the officials are going to want them to win. It's going to hurt the league if they lose, probably, because everybody wants to see what's going to happen to the stupid-ass Dream Team or whatever they're calling themselves now. But let's see what else we got going on the Twitter feed right here. My phone locked up on me because I went off on that rant. But it looks like that's some great audio right there, me beatboxing while I'm trying to find tweets. Okay, but it looks like History Channel, they're about to premiere the show Mountain Men. It's about to come on right now. I saw the previews for this earlier today on the TV. It looked pretty badass. I probably won't watch it, but it did look like a pretty good show with all the guys living in the mountains and hunting and killing and trying to survive. And here's my boy Bill Sporty Simmons right now commentating on the finals with Magic Johnson, the AIDS survivor, HIV survivor, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you know, the cure is money, so he's got it. Let's see here. David Allen Greer tweeting about Ray Allen. Hashtag NBA playoffs. All right. Hashtagging like a motherfucker. Everybody these days. Jesus Christ. I'm going to hashtag this podcast after this, probably put it up on Facebook or Twitter, just because everybody else seems to do that for every fucking thing that's going on. This is good news. Ray Flowers just tweeted the Padres' Jed Gurko just left the game with an injury of sorts to his right groin, which helps me out because in fantasy, my guy I'm playing against has him, but I already lost today, so whatever happens to him is not going to affect me at all because I've already got my ass beat today. Let's see here. What else we got going on the Twitter? Looks like there's not much going on right now. It looks like the Giants third baseman Pablo Sandoval is headed to the DL. MRI on his foot revealed no damage. But also, man, the Braves. Ramiro Pena is going to be day-to-day with what they think is a mild shoulder contusion from a bruise after diving at second base on a defensive play. Maybe I should have, looked up some of these tweets beforehand. I'll get better at that, I guess, as the podcast goes along. I'll figure out what all I want to talk about, diagram it better, and let's try and drop all the uhs every time I say something because I'm really bad about doing that. Looks like Tom Green is tweeting that the NSA leakers came forward, warns of agency's existential threat. That's great news, man, these people in politics, man. I'll tell you what, that's a fucking joke. Everything that's going on in politics, they're just looking out for each other's back, helping their cronies get going, and raising money for each political system, and just doing whatever they can to make sure that they get that goddamn money. Gotta keep your boys in there. Gotta keep the Illuminati going. Gotta keep the Bilderberg Group going. Whatever it takes. Let's see what else we got going on here. Braves meddling on his home run bat toss, and now he chippered his family. That, I don't know what that means, but I know yesterday when he hit that home run, it was pretty funny when he was rounding second. It looked like he kind of asked the second baseman, like, hey, did that go over the fence? And I saw today, too, before the game, they were showing that, Mike Miner's already hit a home run, Chris Medlin's hit a home run, Tim Hudson's already hit a home run this season. That's a pretty crazy stat for the Braves pitching, because sometimes they interviewed the pitching coach, Greg Walker, and he said that he would rather have them up there batting sometimes than some of the other players. I don't know who he's speaking to, Dan Uggla. But I guess I shouldn't say that because he hit two homers today, or B.J. Upton. But he's catching up too, so who knows who he's talking to. Everybody's starting to hit better. Let's see what else we got going on. There's not much else going on Twitter. Let's go ahead and go to Facebook, and I'll make fun of some of these people's posts, whatever they're saying on here. It's probably going to be a lot of chicks saying some bullshit about being pregnant or their babies, or there's probably a lot of there's a lot of pictures on here. Jesus Christ, a lot of pictures. Okay, here we go. The first one's a Manchester United Facebook post. Let's see. I'll read it in their fucking Cockney. Well, keep the red flag flying high, because Man United will never die. Man, 8,000 likes already. They just put that up 8 minutes ago. More pictures of chicks, more pictures of chicks, more pictures of chicks, more pictures of chicks. Let's see, here's a chicks post. My brother's, actually, I guess my sister-in-law, her sister, she put up on here. Our purchases, I love my old wash tubs and mailboxes, the old school trap is pretty awesome too. Jesus Christ. Here's Kevin Bowen putting up a post saying happy birthday Jennifer Flores, which I'm pretty sure made him pretty miserable to write that on there just because that's the way he is. Let's see. Here's my stepbrother Preston, who's kind of like a hood rat. His shit says, damn, say, I sure don't feel like going to Waycross tomorrow, making another trip to goddamn Mayberry. But I don't know what that means either. Here's little Jeff's wife putting up pictures of the kids swimming in the pool with floaties. Nigga, you need to teach them kids to swim, man. That girl's too old to be having floaties. Let's see. More pictures of chicks. More pictures of chicks. Superman razors, which I don't understand why he's going to need razors because it's, I don't know, the Man of Steel? Like, why would he need to fucking shave with steel when he's made of steel? What the fuck's that make? More pictures of chicks. More pictures of chicks. There's this chick on here that I went out on a date with a couple weeks ago. She put up some stuff on here, which, I don't know. She's fucking weird, man. I'm not getting into that right now because we had a weird-ass date and I was basically too afraid to even ask her out on another one because I didn't want her to know where I lived or, anything else about me because I didn't want to get that involved with her. Let's see, moving on to the next one. And by the way, this is all just stream of consciousness, too, in case you couldn't tell, because I haven't written down anything for this podcast. I'm just basically winging it for now. But I guess, yeah, like as I said, time goes on, I'll start focusing more and more on what I should and shouldn't say or do during the podcast, because I want to keep it a little bit, I guess, keep it a little bit relevant with what's going on, keep you interested instead of sitting there being like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? But, okay. Also, I'm going to dedicate this podcast to the CTE. I was talking to my buddies this weekend about telling them this is going to be part of the CTE podcast that have like a little section about it where I'll try and interview at least everyone from the CTE, get what it means to them, how long they've been a member of it, what they liked about playing indoor soccer with us, and how we've had a good time, you know, the last couple of years hanging out, living together, chilling, and we've picked up people, we've lost people, they're scattered all over the U.S. Maybe we can do some phoners or some Skypes with some of the ones that don't live in Georgia no more, but we'll figure out what's going on with them. And we'll talk about the soccer team. Like I said, we got we're 5-0 this season so far. We'll be having our next game Tuesday night at 10 o'clock at night, which isn't going to be fun Wednesday morning. But hopefully this season we'll be going to the championship and being promoted instead of relegated like we usually are. And like I said, let's see what else we had going on this weekend. I went to a party this weekend last Saturday night. We booked our hotel for Vegas. We're going to be going to Vegas September the 12th through the 15th. If anybody happens to ever listen to this, that lives out there, would like to hang out. We'll be out there partying it up. Probably won't be sober at all. We only booked the hotel for Friday and Saturday night because our flights come in Thursday night at 11:30 at night. So I guess Thursday night from 11:30 when we land till we can't even check in the next day till Friday at 3 in the afternoon. So we're going to look like a bunch of fucking idiots walking around the airport and in Vegas with our bags. So who knows? Maybe I can fit everything into my book bag. But, yeah, like I said, we're staying there just Friday and Saturday night, and then our flight comes back Sunday morning at 6 a.m., so we're just going to go ahead and stay up all day night, all night Saturday and not even worry about getting sleep until we get on the plane. But looking forward to it, hoping it's going to be a good time. My buddy Dustin's getting married, so we'll be going out there to celebrate that. And I guess that's all about I'm going to conclude on today. Just, like I said, trying to get the second one up. I'll do another one maybe one or two this week, if I can get these things to load. I still haven't even got the first one to load yet. But all right, hope you have a good day. Hope everything's cool, copacetic, and we'll talk to you later.